covered or brought out?
Well, I think both of our goals is to make darn sure we don't lose any money, and we, right. if you would like, we would really work with you on this, and if there's anything that we can do to help this out, because that's our big concern. The other concern I had in the match is the appropriation by all the way down to the engineering element, which I think we can also explain to you in some other discussions, but when we go down to that level, I think that we're going to have this down so tight that we are going to create, number one, an accounting nightmare for DOT, and for those of you who were back here around in the 80s, that was an example of an accounting nightmare, and we certainly don't want to go back to that. But we can do some more talking about bringing it all the way down to the engineering level later. But I really think that's too far, because it's going to really hurt the flexibility, or any flexibility that we have, of once we get a project stopped, of that project just sitting there with all of the money in it and not being able to use it for anything else. And some of these sit for several years before we can solve the right-of-way or the other problem. Mr. Chairman, and again, we have done a very limited review of this, but that's basically our feeling on it.
Okay. By all means, I'm sure you'll be looking at it in more detail between now and 2 o'clock tomorrow. And feel free to talk with our staff, my staff, and any individual senator that you may have additional information for concerning the or applying to the concerns that you've heard at the table today. Senator Pierce.
The project that I'm talking about in that project, the information we have given during the discussions this week have come from the AFIC office, from Margaret Hall.
Yes.
Was authorized and the match was funded in 1993. And it's been on the list to be constructed in that
And it appears that you have talked to some departmental people about it. To get those information, so, okay. Other committee comments for DOT? Anything further, Commissioner, that you want to talk on this budget? Anything further you want to comment on at this time on the budget?
No, sir.
Okay. Between now and 2 o'clock tomorrow, appreciate working with you for clarification. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you tighten up, maybe instead of just ignoring a project and spending the money on something else, maybe actually work on solving the problems with the project.
Okay.
Of money held up, and I would.
Next item we have.
Can have the
after DOT is University of Alaska. Do we have anyone here from the university?
Mr. Chairman.
I still don't understand.
For the record.
Can't hear the witness. If you're going to talk, please leave the room.
For the record, Mary Lou Burton, budget director for the university. My understanding is that the deferred maintenance is in the other bill. So the only area that we have concern about is that the $4 million that we requested in non-general fund authority for the UAS physical education facility has been dropped from the bill. That item or that project, both the construction and operations are from non-general fund, and so we are concerned with that. I don't know if that's an oversight.
Although I think that would be the bonding authority. that come from bonding authority?
Not necessarily. The chancellor is looking into a number of options, including outright grants. There is possibility of selling a university facility, but that's only one option. He's also trying to work out a loan, possibly, with the city and borough of Juneau. There's a number of possibilities. The students have already voted that they will opt to pay for that facility, to repay any loan, if that's what it involves.
Oh, I remember now. Yeah, we talked about the possible sale of the ex-senator's
Bill Ray
building
Center.
Down here.
Bill Ray.
Bill Ray Bill. And that it might, I think some member at this table brought it up, might be better applied for other purposes of building new facilities or repairing. But it was dropped out. Frankly, it is dropped out. At this time, it's out. Any other questions for the university, Senator Adams?
You know, Juneau is a home to many of us. If the assembly wanted to purchase the Bill Ray Center and use it for a police department, we should at least look at that. I haven't looked at it fully, and then utilize the money from the sale of that building for this particular facility. Not all the university receipts will be gotten from the student body, I don't believe. You know, it's just one we need to explore, and I think we should keep our options open as far as that facility is concerned.
Senator Adams, I have no particular animosity towards this project. It's just that it was taken out so we get some more discussion on it. There was concern by other members of the committee on this particular item. Since it's not general fund money and it's not Alaska Housing money, it will be university receipts authorization. I think it will be open for discussion tomorrow, possibly, or somewhere else.
And I would just note that the Bill Ray Center was just one option that had the incredible bad timing to hit the newspaper before we came before this committee. I have no other comments.
Any other questions?
Deferred maintenance.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Put in deferred maintenance.
Building Alaska building. Court system. Chris?
Jim don't need it. He's no longer there anyway.
You're already doing deferred maintenance on the Bill Ray Center.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Chris Christensen, General Counsel to the Judicial Branch. As I noted the other day, OMB was kind enough to put the court system's top five priorities in the governor's legislation. As I understand it, items 2, 4, and 5 may to some extent be funded in the deferred maintenance legislation. That's the Anchorage Court Facility Code and Energy Upgrade, the Palmer Courthouse renovations, and the statewide court energy upgrade. The number one priority, emergency replacement of recording equipment, has been funded at about 70% of the level requested. This is to replace the recording equipment in the 6 largest court facilities in the state, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, Ketchikan, Kenai, and Palmer. This 70% funding level should get us well along the way towards completing that, although not quite finishing it. The only item that has not been funded is the number 3 priority, which is $900,000 for completion of our computerized case management system. The software, which you funded several years ago, is approaching completion. This funding was for some of the hardware that we need to make it work most efficiently. In this regard, I'd just like to note that 10% of this $900,000, $90,000 of it, was the money that we need to complete our year 2000 work.
Okay, questions? Senator Adams.
Are you saying that with the elimination of the $900,000, that what you'd like to see is $90,000 in there?
Through the chair, Senator Adams, in order to complete our YK 2000, we'll need $90,000.
Thank you.
Questions? Thank you. Legislatures. Do we have anybody here from LAA? Okay.
New office.
Questions on what's on the legislature's capital budget from LAA?
Yeah.
This will capital matching grants.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Adams.
If we lump some within the Department of Transportation, he says we can save $9 million. I'd like to double all the capital matching grants here with that $9 million.
I don't know how long term that savings is going to be, Senator Adams.
I think the word savings was used a little loosely. It's just until next year when we fund it.
I think it was until, yeah, January.
I think it was too.
Senator Adams, that's fine with me. Any comments at this time on community matching grants or unincorporated community matching grants? Senator Adams.
What time did you want amendments in by, Mr. Chairman, again, please?
I'd like to have the amendments in to Jerry, or Finance Secretary, by 10 a.m. tomorrow so that she can get them documented, and I'll have a chance to review them and see where we're at, and maybe if I feel necessary, confer with the individual amendments that I might want to talk to the individual senator on. So by 10 a.m. tomorrow, all amendments in by 10 a.m., we will start working on them at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Any amendments received after that time, other than technical corrections and reappropriations that may pop up between there and the time we finish the bill at 2 o'clock, we will accept.
One-way road, that's in there every year. I don't know what they do with it.
People got a question.
Supplemental and the bill.
Operating supplemental will, Senator Pierce is working on those, on what will be rolled in here, on the operating supplemental.
Will that be available to
the you'll have to ask her. I don't know myself. I'm not working on that part of the budget.
And the HFC big bill?
HFC bonding bill. I will get you the detail within the hour, half an hour.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And the ADA bill, I didn't hear. Did Senator Adams ask?
Alaska Housing Finance.
Oh, the ADA. What?
There's no ADA bill.
oh,
the ADA bill. I don't know what hole that one's in. but the Alaska Housing, the detailed list, project listing on that bond proposal will be available. We're up about a distribution within before 4 o'clock to
it's all going north.
Everybody. And no one in the majority has seen that either, as far as I know. I've just seen a draft, and it didn't balance at the time, so I'm waiting until it balances out. So hopefully it's balanced. Any other comments or questions as far as scheduling for tomorrow?
No, sir.
See you all at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and depending on how many amendments we get, depends on when we get out of here tomorrow night. So.
Okay. Thank you.
2 o'clock.